she took it up the garden path and she kicked its little rump in.
is the self-preservation society. Go wash your German bags, your butt rights too. Have your bonnet fair, we got a lot to do. Put on your dinky dirt and your peck and fry, 'cause time to hurry and buy. Get your skates on, mate. Get your skates on, mate. No fib around your Gregory Peck today. Hey, from your plates of meat, right upon the sink. This is the Self-Preservation Society. This is the Self-Preservation Society. Gotta get a moving, move on. This is the Self-Preservation Society. Jump in the jam, jump, gotta get straight. Hurry up late, gotta be late. How's your father? Tickety-boo, tickety-boo. Jump in the jam, jump in the wind's right.
Hi everyone, and welcome to an emergency radio broadcast. Yes, zombies are in fact taking over the countryside as we speak, which is my way of introducing you to a new episode of Radio Redux that is starting about an hour early, because the Sonic Hour's up sticks and gone somewhere important. Yep, Sonic Hour, no idea where it is. We looked down the sofa, it wasn't there. Where else did we look? We knocked at next door and see whether they wanted, if they'd taken it in by accident. Maybe the postman had left it there, but you know, there was no red card to say that there was, you know, a need for a re-delivery or anything like that. And of course, it being Sunday, you know, you don't get the service or anything like that. So it's all kind of confusing. But long story short, they're not here. This will be the second week in a row they're not there, I believe so. But so we are. Butz Chris did it last week, I'm doing it this week. 1 week, I'm sure Dreadnux will do the show, which will be normal. Anyway, we're here. Nobody is. There are some people listening. Well, at least Biafra and Shadow Fox 04 are listening. I did come to the conclusion that nobody in the chat room was actually listening. It's about the fact that it's like, oh, there's no show. SDK points out that they can really hear Monsters, Inc.
Oh, they can? Are you serious?
What's with the background noise, STK asks, and it's a very good question. What is with the background noise?
I was just watching it. I was bored.
And what have you done to poor Frost?
He's currently holding the wardrobe door shut, so...
You're using Frost the doorstop.
For now. It's not like he's doing a lot of work. It's just there.
dear. Anyway. Biophysics raining cats and dogs outside the audiovisual hijack studios, which is not very nice. Can we turn that off or turn it down? Or...
I could turn it down, but then I couldn't hear it.
Well, you need to go. You clearly need to go to STK's house because you can hear it very clearly.
Jeez, maybe I'm right outside his door.
Anyway, I'm. Well, so he's living with us now.
Might not be that far.
Or is there? Or do you have a twin? If so, this is good news for me.
No.
Oh.
This is coming apart. I should probably fix it.
That's been apart from that for ages. Echo is wearing my dressing gown for reasons I can't quite understand.
I'm keeping warm.
You're keeping warm.
Yes.
She hasn't technically got up yet, I don't think. But anyway. 12:12, instantly.
It doesn't matter. Is this even going to be recorded?
It's being recorded now. What are you talking about?
No, I mean, like, kept and, like, turned into a show that goes on later.
We've kind of started, so...
Well, I meant...
We'll sort of restart at 7.
That's what I thought. So none of this really counts. We're just
going to... So none of this counts?
Right.
Wow. Then this is, like, sort of episode... This is, like, one show and then another show afterwards.
Kind of,
I'm upping my show quota again. It's like...
I guess, it's just nobody.
So I went through the list and sort of laid out everything as to when we'll be doing shows, assuming we're doing a show every week.
We're not doing a show in 2 weeks.
Exactly. Except 2 weeks time. So it's gonna end up with the last show of the series being on the 20th of December.
Cool. Which is right before Christmas.
Yeah, that'll be the Christmas extravaganza.
Crimbo!
It's Christmas time. There's no need to be afraid, except for the Santas that kill you.
What, the Santa assassins? Or is this like this is Halloween, or what, the Halloween steals
Christmas? Actually, you know what would be the worst, most terrifying thing ever? Zombie Santa.
I could think of scarier things. I'm pretty sure. Then again, my mind wanders into dangerous places regularly, so...
Your mind's like a sort of... If you opened your mind up, it would be like the equivalent of Minesweeper. There'd be little ideas and things that you just have to put a flag on to sort of stay away from.
Probably.
A prod one bit. It's like, there are four bad ideas near this cell.
Probably. I don't know. It's just whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm. STS says, what about zombie Eggman? Ooh. Eggman's not scary without being a zombie.
That's...
Whoever did the zombie attack one with the zombie... with Shadow and Rouge and Tails and Amy. I think it was Tails and whoever did those. It was Tails and Cream, wasn't it?
I don't know.
I think.
I have no idea.
With the zombie Chaotix and the dead zombie Sonic. Whoever did that picture should have done the zombie Eggman. I think. Now you sure you have? It's one with the Shadow sort of got his gun and wrist bruise, and they're basically trying to defend themselves against this onslaught of zombie characters.
I don't know. It's not ringing any.
I'm sure someone in the chat room who is on the ball will drag up a link to the picture I am talking about in the fanfic.
Yeah, that's a slim percentage.
The fanfic I'm talking about. It's whatever. Mm-hmm. What are you doing? Attacking a nut.
Yes. I had that chocolate.
Self-harming is bad.
I had that chocolate. No, you can't answer questions.
That's not a question.
Oh. Wait. No, I didn't think so. you're confused the hell out of me.
It doesn't take much.
Shut up.
Okay. Anyway, be nice to me. Be nice. You need a be nice count, incidentally. I know Blake isn't actually listening. He doesn't know this started. So, when he re-listens to this, we need a be nice count.
I'm not going to listen to it. This isn't recording, is it?
It's recording.
Like,
it's recording. I started it.
I'm trying to be lax because
I thought. You're trying to be lax? Can you be laxer than you already are?
Yes.
My God. You mean you do something at the moment?
Yeah.
Wow!
Oh.
Damn, that is awesome. Anyway, we started off with Judge Dredd's big sermon. And then we had, from the Italian Job, Get a Blue Move On, because I'm off to Italy this week.
Oh, really?
Yes, I am up to Italy. Was that a genuine oh, really, or was that for the sake of the show? Because if it was genuine oh, really, you completely forgot that I'm going to Italy this week,
didn't
you?
No, I didn't think it was this week.
Mm, seventh.
Alright, then. So I didn't know what day it was. I knew you were going, but how soon it... What? Why is it so funny that I forget shit so easily? Is that
you coming? Forgot I was leaving the country
for two
well, sort of one day and a bit, yeah.
I'd say
flying out in the evening and flying back
in the evening or afternoonish.
A late afternoon.
Exactly. Same.
Late afternoon in Italia.
To go hang out with the fast cars and the crazy chicks speaking.
Yeah, they like the the English accent, I should say, goes down well everywhere.
Really?
Except France.
What about in England?
I can guarantee you that probably 95% of all of all weddings and civil services are between people who have an English accent.
In this country.
Oh yeah. If you're listening in on the recording, please feel free to email Echo Hawk with the summary of that piece of logic.
I totally forgot what you just said anyway, so it's not going to matter.
God's sake. So I'm off there, basically, because I'm going to chat up Ferrari.
Yeah. It's retaining important
information. I believe D'Artagnan, who is... always awesome. A Tiger Fog sounds very familiar indeed. Where is it?
It's on the bottom right copy text. There you go.
Sorry, I don't want to do it in one of these. There we go. It's Excellent Zombies. A Tiger Fog sounds very familiar to me indeed. There we go.
No, I haven't seen this one. I really have not. I mean, I might have seen a thumbnail of it, but I haven't seen it close up.
Cream... That was Knuckles that he shot. Oh, that was it.
There is a... Oh, there's Sonic.
So, yeah, Zombie Charmy. Zombie Vector.
Is that a Zombie Chow? Is that just how bad...
No, that's just... This is the devil-y, darky Chow.
Just being an asshole, like always.
Yeah, so we got Zombie... Zombie Chimey.
Wow,
Zombie SBO. Who's about to get his head blown off. Zombie Amy.
By Mighty, no less. I'm sorry, but that's
Zombie Knuckles. He's already had his brains blown out, quite literally.
And
Injured Tails defending Cream with a bazooka from Vector. And then this has got Shadows, who is hurt.
Yeah.
Interestingly, in a mirror to the injury that Sonic gets in Sonic 06.
That's the wrong arm.
A mirror.
Is it? Oh, wait.
Mirror image. So, thus...
Alright, that's fine, that's fine.
So, I was going kind of deep for there with the whole reference thing. And then Rouge doing... Rouge looks like she's got a silencer on her pistol, which makes her retarded. But...
Hey, if she's following the theory behind Left 4 Dead, then she's smart, because loud noises and shooting randomly will attract undead people.
So, Rouge is... which is the reason why, obviously, Tails has a bazooka.
Well, he's not...
And he's the genius!
He's not really picked up on this whole possibility, and hey, they might be scrambling for weapons and...
Promise time, huh?
Trying not to die, so...
Where's that damn fourth zombie? It's a tank!
I don't know, Zombie Charmy is probably the scariest of it all, because he's, like, death from above and shit. What?
Rains! Rains! Or honey. Rains!
Oh dear.
All we need is accuracy. Anyway. So we're those stuff. We're going to have another track now. Because it's this time, but it's always a good time to start rattling through some of the requests we have.
Oh, yeah, those things.
Those things. So we're going to have, for trips, we're going to have Haunted Ship Act 1 and 2 Mix from Sonic Rush Adventure. And then we're going to have, for Fire in the Hole, Green Forest Sonic Adventure 2. In brackets, battle, he says here, but doesn't particularly matter, does it?
To some people it does, because I say SA2B, which insinuates that I'm referring to the battle of it.
The Battle of Sonic Adventure.
Hey, look, it's Blake. I'm trying to distract you. I'm very...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good. So that and Won't Stop, Just Go for Green Forest.
You'd put... Yeah, go for it.
That's very kind.
Pills
Ihi. I don't know. Pills Ihi. I can only assume that he's playing Left 4 Dead, and he's come across the special Michael Jackson zombie.
Okay, that's
pills.
That's random.
No, it's not Halloween for a while yet. But so we're gonna have these two.
Never mind, I'm not going to say it because I just sound stupid when I open my mouth.
Right, whatever. Here's those tracks. Here's the track. Echo's going to put her brains back together. As if Charmy doesn't eat them first.
I don't have any
left. Be right back. And we're back. I thought Chemical Wedding might wake people up a bit.
Well,
and unsurprisingly, yeah, Vija, SDK, and T-Bird, especially T-Bird, that was especially for T-Bird, did love Chemical Wedding there by Bruce Dickinson from the album of the same name. That's the Chemical Wedding, not Bruce Dickinson. And of course, we had Won't Stop Just Go before that for Green Forest, and right at the beginning, Haunted Shipwreck 1 and 2 mix from Sonic Rush Adventure. If you've got the special thing on, you'll notice it says the Dead Man's Chest Collection, and that's a massive combined collection that's coming to the Shared Depository at some point. I was just discussing with Echo Hawk here about how much I fail because I completely neglected to go down and get my sushi during the music break. Where's she getting my food? Oh, she's lovely. Isn't she lovely, folks? Isn't she lovely? Isn't she lovely?
Danger.
Danger.
Danger. Don't touch.
Danger, Will Robinson. Danger.
Don't touch the face, man.
Don't touch the face.
No pinching the cheeks. No tugging the ears. No. No, not even the nose. Forget it, dude.
T-Bird asks, "Are you? I suppose it's the first Q&A UK NDH. I'm just going to call it the Q&A UK. I'm sorry. I'm going to drop you. From the
name. Alright, then I'm not going to do it anymore. Then.
You're not going to do it anymore.
You don't represent me. I'm not going to be on there.
It just sounds better.
Then make a different way of doing it. Otherwise...
The whole point of the pun is it's Q&A.
Yeah, but it's no longer just about you!
Just because it has... It's like... I'm trying to think of this.
Taxation.
There's a television program in this country called Taggart. Okay.
Okay.
It's about this gritty sort of British Scottish detective. In fact, I've got to take the piss out of it a bit because it was very gravelly and it's like every time I was like, "There's been a murder."
Okay.
"There's been a murder. There's been a suicide off the bridge." And anyway, at one point, the actor playing Taggart died,
mm-hmm.
And there's not so much, but they kept the series going, mm-hmm. And the series is still called Taggart, but the guy's been dead for about 7 years now, so you don't need to change the name,
but
to incorporate just cause as new things.
What was
as
the actor's name?
What's the actor's name?
Well, if the actor died.
No, the actor died, who played the character, Taggart.
Right, but they still have a character named Taggart.
No, they don't.
Well, then what the hell?
This is what I'm saying. You don't necessarily have to do that. So, it's going to be just Q&A UK, featuring your good self and me, but it's just going to be called Q&A UK.
To take a poll for this one.
I'll have to take a poll. Is that really going to help?
Yes.
Okay.
You said the poll will annihilate you over this or not?
Annihilate me over this. Well, as I've just described, if you kill me, it'll still be can still be called UK.
You won't be the boss anymore. You can't make that call.
Oh, so just to hand your reminder that I am the boss. So it's kind of my decision anyway.
Don't include me? I don't have to do that shit. that's my stance.
That's your stance. Okay.
Don't make fun of my accent, whatever accent that it is, which is northern, southern drawl and southern valley.
Touch of the method.
Something like that. This is not tease time.
It's not tease time. What are you talking about? Fail! 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 Double T's.
I'm gonna die.
Double D's. I don't know. She's gonna die. You have to die.
I'm throwing myself off the stairs.
I was gonna say, those stairs are pretty narrow, so if you were gonna jump off, you could well end up doing it. Anyway. Santa Fox 04 says go for it. I think that was for something else, not for you to chuck yourself off the staircase. At least I hope so. That's not another sound like Shadow Fox 04 at all. If you're tuning in, incidentally, wondering where the Sonic Hour is, all I can say to you is you are not alone in that. But Biafra says it got one crushed by garbage. I haven't got that much garbage, believe it or not. Let's see. What have I got for garbage? I've got Queer, Stupid Girl, Milk, and the World Is Not Enough, and that's all I've got, unfortunately. Oh, hello, thank you. You very notably didn't get me a fork.
You don't need...
Yeah, because you just want me to suffer with the bloody chopsticks, don't you?
It's not that hard to do when we don't have any clean forks.
We don't have any clean forks.
No, we don't, because I haven't.
Because you haven't done the work. Because you don't want to do the Russian app, yes. Is it going to be left to the point where I have to do it at some point, thus finding out that the sink water
today
has been turned into some kind of soup, like last time, which was awful. I half thought of serving that to you.
Yeah, that's really considerate and all, but that's what I deal with anyway, so just, like, chillax, dude. Seriously?
Seriously? But I have my sushi now.
You want a spoon, because we have clean spoons.
A spoon is not a fork.
I didn't say it was. I said it was. What? What the hell?
What? Now, do you want a chopstick up your nose?
I've had chopsticks up my nose. Not the whole time, obviously.
And it didn't affect, they didn't affect anything while they were there at all, though.
No. Yeah. I don't think so.
Okay. So interested, what's going on? Baffer's playing chopsticks. So says, don't jump downstairs, it's silly. Use the chopsticks. And what's called, jump down the stairs? Are you nuts?
I think this is
we'll have a Radio Redux rundown at some point. In fact, we'll have it about 7:05, because normally sort of time that ends up happening anyway.
Yeah.
But yes. Okay. I was playing chopsticks with chopsticks.
I thought it was bling 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 bling. I get freaking.
I thought it was bling 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 bling. Well, that was chopsticks.
I really can't think of anything now. This is just starting to break me. I swear, my brain just took the day off. I swear, I'm totally drawing a blank.
Totally drawing a blank. We're gonna have questions later. Please get your questions in. I found out, because what I was saying to you earlier, I found out what SMX has done.
Yeah.
It's the first person.
He's the only person.
The first person to get his entry in for.
And proactive.
His first per. First person to get their entry in for this year's Rex Factor. And he's done a version of. Was it Night of the Wind, wasn't it?
Night of the Wind, yes.
Night of the Wind. Boom, boom, boom.
I just blew it out of proportion for Googles because I still haven't played the game.
Is he... Don't mind me, I'm just putting the soy sauce on.
Befouled.
Befouled? What? What? What?
Befouled.
What are you talking about?
Nothing.
Every day in every way.
Not every day. Just right now, I wouldn't really ask me to do too much intelligent work because it might backfire. I'm busy coughing my brains out, which might explain where they've gone.
I wonder what that mess on the carpet was.
Thanks. I thought that was my hair, which we threw it outside to our stray magpie who wanted to build a nest.
If you are a Joe Forever just joined, going, when did Radio Redux start?
Becky, eggs and Becky. No
one gets eggs and Becky apart from me.
Ooh. We started early because obviously Sonic Hour.
Yeah, they'll explain. I'll have to explain it again in a few minutes when people actually restart.
Thanks. Really?
No. So it's a good time to have.
What?
What? Rio Nakagi asks.
Basically, it's the title or the
yeah.
The,
I'm just Rio Rio Nakagi asks, play Live and Learn from the Biohazard stage bottle. And I just thought, of course. What means is Final Hazard, of course, as opposed to.
Technically true. It's the same animal, but they just call it a different stage name
because. Because I was just like, that ain't what the theme is you play on that.
Well, technically.
Why is Talaku now asking for Super Mario?
I don't know.
It's Talaku, so I'll actually do it.
but yeah, no, there's two different music, and I mean, you could have done. I forgot.
This is confusing me.
The music's far too loud for the voice.
Yeah.
Actually, so it's kind of
so
hard
it fails.
To hear anything.
And so no, I'm not gonna do it.
Sorry.
We'll have Live and Learn though, and then we'll have the Sonic 3 credits theme.
Never heard those. That's for sure. I was rubbish at retro games.
It's like what was it? The Harold Drosman or the Michael Jackson one?
Yeah.
Now you've confused me, because it's just like, is there a real difference?
Nice.
Sonic thing. Right, so we're going to have Live and Learn. And it, thank you. You're in danger of spilling my...
I'm not going to spill your precious, sacred, honorable sushi.
My honorable sushi.
Well, that's what it's called if you call it sushi, is honorable sushi.
Oh, sushi.
Pretty much. That's why sake, honorable rice wine.
Right, I'm going to play the Sonic 3 credits. I don't particularly care if it's the Drossin or the Jackson or the blimmin,
totally
or the New Kids on the Block version. I don't particularly care.
and then you'll play Live and Learn, which is obviously the main theme.
Yeah, it'll go okay.
I forget what the Biolizard's theme is called. It's like pressure or something, fading away from you or something crazy. You got to work for Sonic Adventure 2 Battle.
It's supporting me.
That's what it is, supporting me.
Yeah, so
he's
gonna...
on life support. It makes sense. Okay, never mind. It only took me 46 lives to kill him. I'm sorry. I have an issue with that thing.
I see.
What? Do I have to regale everyone with the same story I've told at least three times?
No, I just... I see. That's all.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
That's fine. I'm cool with it. But how I re-entered this...
Alright, so we got those two lined up. For good measure. No, that's quite a lot of music.
I actually want to do something on here to do a comparison, and it's from your remix CD that you just got, but that'll be later on. And I want to see if things sound the same, because it's just like me, and I think.
What remix CD?
It's one of the tracks, and it does. From the Halloween thing or whatever.
Oh, this from... Oh, yeah.
But one of them
I'll explain this
like,
after the break, incidentally, yeah.
Yeah, Oil... I can't think of the
Ocean?
Idea. Yeah, Oil Ocean. It sounds like Oil Ocean. I swear to God it does.
Okay,
play
sounds
back
good.
To back and freaking tell me they don't sound similar.
Please be aware that people may well indeed tell you that it doesn't sound similar. But,
That's what I think.
But we got two requests coming up, and then we'll discuss this and many other things.
Well, they have to hear it anyway. Why don't you just tack it on so they can hear it?
Because that would be... We've already got 6.5 minutes worth of music. We tend to Boris Johnson.
Well, you can just play it while we're talking later. Fine.
Yeah, we'll play it afterwards, but we'll discuss a few things first, if that's okay with you. We're going to do that anyway.
Okay.
I'm now going to have my sushi, so there.
Can he eat in 6 minutes?
Can he eat sushi in 6.5 minutes?
You will lose a life. Or something.
7 lives remaining. Maybe that's where Sven is. Maybe that's where Dreadnought is. He's in the cube! He's in the cube!
The cube has taken
the cube! He's locked in a room with
That's
Philip Schofield,
great.
And
Best
you know,
thing.
He's locked in a room with Philip Schofield. Thank goodness it wasn't Andy Peters. Yeah, here's those tracks. Be back soon.
Radio Redux. Listener request.
Can you feel?
And we're back.
Failure.
Yeah.
You have not eaten the sushi in 6 minutes.
To be honest, I have been doing other things as well, haven't I?
You lose one. You have 8 lives remaining.
Right, so I've got to eat more sushi again. Awesome!
No.
Oh, that was
your last life. You failed.
Oh, I've got my favourite one, was the egg or whatever it is.
Yeah, it is pretty good. It is egg.
Hmm. Except I can't pick up. It's falling to bits.
Yeah, you're not doing half bad with chopsticks, to be perfectly honest. It's not the quote-unquote correct way, but at the same time, it's not bad. Wrong way. Just gotta turn it around. Oh, fine. Force it on. See if I can.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Anyway, pardon me for speaking with mouthful. You know when bit just disappears up into the corner of your mouth, right at the top. Mm, cool. Okay.
Yeah. Well.
See, that was stuff. If you've just tuned into Radio Redux during the music, you've missed about an hour. The reason, 56 minutes as of now. This is mainly due to the fact that, the Sonic Hour took a powder, i.e. it disappeared. We don't know where the hell it is. We're thinking of putting Drenux's picture on the back of a milk carton.
Cool.
I think I did that gag last time, actually, didn't I?
I think
you might. Yeah, oh well. The show disappears so often, I've run out of clever things to say.
You just say the same one. I'm certain you could put up flyers or send out a message. Amber Alert, you know, things like that.
I might do a televised appeal next time. I'll get the police and I'll sit them down and I'll say, Sven, I know we had our disagreements, but please come home. And it'll turn out in the end that I just killed him.
Of course, that's how it always turns out.
But anyway, welcome one, welcome all, if you have not materialised. Actually, Blue Blurb's good, says the thing that I was going to say and then didn't, which was we can spell his name in the sky using an aeroplane. We'd actually need a bigger message than just his name, because otherwise he would just stand there looking at it going, wow! SDK's pumpkin cock. Is that Sven's name? Is that Dreadux's name? Actual name, is it?
Don't
his nickname.
It might have been a nickname in high.
Hi, pumpkin cock. How he got that name, we don't want to know.
Yeah, probably.
It probably involved a sock.
No, it probably involved a pumpkin.
And a sock. PM us your Dreadnought stories and we'll read them out on air, your funny Dreadnought stories as to where he is. Okay, actually I told you this yesterday. I'm sure there are many I haven't even, I'm sorry for the person who found that out. Yeah, not as sorry as Dreadnought was here before.
I've
pumpkin sock and a hammer, it's getting worse.
Oh dear.
But I may take a moment. I was sort of telling you about this the other day. There are plenty of Top Gear fans who are listening to the show.
Yes.
I'm sure you are all familiar with. Well, it depends. If you're an American listener who is listening in, you'd call them the Where's Waldo books. But if you're European, it'd be Where's Wally.
Yep.
More specifically, English, it'd be Where's Wally. I saw it in W.H. Smith yesterday in Croydon. There is a W.H. Smith.
Yes, the way you said it the first time.
I saw it in a George W. Bush yesterday, which I have a loyalty card for.
Nice.
It gets me 5 waterboardings for free. There is a Top Gear Where's Wally book, where it's just like a load of illustrations from their various based on their various challenges, and you have to find the Stig. You have to find the Stig, the animated Stig. It is the personification of genius.
Personification, maybe.
Genius, definitely.
I wouldn't go that far.
It is! No one's ever thought of that doing that. Who came up with that idea? That is genius. Anyway. It's time to have the rundown. Listening in, we have... I can only assume we have Wicked the Man. Mm-hmm. Because he asked... He? She? Well, it must be man, because he... so there's a couple that was like... I was like, I don't know. Because he asked me if he could listen in. I was like, yeah. About Heaven 1834 demands I go to heaventruth.org. If any asks me, demands twice that I go. I'm the only person that actually asks twice. That's impressive.
You say so.
Mm.
Sounds like spam to me.
It does sound like spam. Funnily enough, it sounds like spam to me. You and your religious spam.
Spam?
Rah!
Spam, 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 spam.
Religious spam. Holy spam. Talcu says her first entry to Room 101 is Sonic Central. Don't do that! We won't have a Sonic website out there! I saw that in Waterstones today, but I couldn't. Tim said he couldn't find Pride and Prejudice and Zombies. Going to an HMV, it's in there. I would say, along with Mr. Darcy Vampire, and also Sense and Sensibility and Sea Monsters was in there as well.
Probably because they.
I don't know. Anyway. The guys,
did you read their names off yet?
No! I'm trying to think, perhaps I should, I'm trying to think of reading them out in, like, a...
particular way?
Yeah. Who should I, because I did Pirate recently.
Yeah,
because
it was Pirate.
Because it was Pirate Day. And I think perhaps I should read them out in a voice or something. Whoops. Sorry, I'm playing about with a roll of vinyl tape, which for some reason is here. No idea why.
That's electric tape.
That's vinyl tape.
Electric tape.
Vinyl tape.
Electric tape.
It's vinyl tape.
Black. It probably doesn't conduct electricity.
Black. And it's vinyl tape.
Electric tape.
It's vinyl tape.
It's not obviously electric, it's just not conductive.
Is it, whose tape is it? It's mine.
I
say it's vinyl tape. It doesn't particularly matter.
You said we share everything.
Ugh. Anyway.
Me.
Why am I me? What the? Get up, be gone with you.
Don't hit me with my brush.
Oh!
Well, if you use it, you're just going to add nice golden highlights to your...
Awesome. I'm going to start. There we go. There we go. I'm gonna look so gay.
Yeah, you are.
Right.
Except you hang out with a chick. So
most gay guys do.
No, they hang out with a lot of chicks. That's the difference. They usually get, like, a whole...
Anyway, enough of that.
What?
Big up to the gay Radio Redux audience who is out there. We've got quite a few of them. You wouldn't know.
I don't really know a lot of gay people.
You do, you just don't know it. Anyway, starting from bottom, we have _ Spondy. Then the DJ. Peanut butter, Vegeta, 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 peanut butter, Vegeta. Then we have Erfart, Turbo, Trigon, Trips, Tiki, the gorgeous Telugu, and T-Bird, STK, I'm just doing that because she gets embarrassed, STK, Sonic ID, Shadow Fox 04, Shades of Features now. He's now completely confused. Sid's Ringtail Fox. Kiddo Joy Forever. Fox Boy Away! Fly Fox, D'Artagnan, Blueblade 95, who's on World of Warcraft.
Yep.
Say a prayer for her. Aquadan 88. See, I bet Aquadan's 88's got a beard. And a trident.
Why? Would you even insinuate such oddities?
It's from last week's show. You'd probably pay attention during the show, you'd remember.
I don't remember that much, even if I do pay attention.
AUK is on SSR. Roll code MK Blitzchris Birdie Biafra and Chambot and Dreadnux. Oh wait. No, Chambot. I think Chambot deserves his or her own show.
What would it sound like?
I don't know.
What would the topics be, man? You gotta have a draw.
Hey!
What?
I'm just saying, I think Chambot should have a show. It's not up to me what show Chambot puts on. Who are you to dictate to Chambot what his or her show should be?
I just ate straight pickled ginger. Do you know how horrible that is?
Yes, which is why I don't eat straight pickled ginger. Oh, dear.
What?
Is there an intelligence transplant we can do?
No,
or something?
I told you today my brain is, like, off for the day. I told you that, but you're not listening to me, which makes me wonder the same thing sometimes.
Peanut butter, peanut.
You just went, what the fun? We're just like, yeah, we're going to do that every week. Now.
Every week.
Every time we say anything about him, it's going to be peanut butter, peanut.
Peanut butter, peanut.
That's all you need. And no, it has nothing to do with peanuts and a sock and whatever other...
Earth is tired due to wolfing food and running up two flights of stairs. He's probably sick now.
I am not sick. I am not tired. I am actually quite well rested and alert, but my brain is just not with me.
We've gathered that because what I actually said was, ahoy there, Earth be tired due to wolfing food and running up two flights of stairs.
Oh.
It's nothing to do with you.
Okay. I'm gonna go hide now.
Pat on head.
Hey look, it's Peanut Butter Feature.
He's over what's going on. Yeah, what's going on? Okay, I don't want to know.
Peanut Butter
Feature
time.
Peanut Butter Feature time. Oh! T-Bird drops the bomb. No!
Thankfully that's not the reason. That's not why.
Oh dear.
We're not that close, unfortunately, in a weird way, so. No, you're not gonna find it that way. What are you doing?
I'm looking on YouTube.
No, YouTube. Bad YouTube, bad. You fat kid. Oh my god. Just, no, focus! Focus!
You know what?
Even I'm retarded right now, and I'm focusing better than you.
Yeah, well, I just want to try to find this link for Vija. Here we go, here's the link, Vija. He's cooking, apparently.
Bull.
Oh, well.
Lies!
Lies.
Lies.
Lies. Just take the peanut butter advert thing. And just
switch out.
And just switch out jelly for Vija.
That's it.
I just woke up and just thought, wouldn't it be good? Funny. Wouldn't it be fun if we just peanut butter Vija instead of butter jelly? It works.
I can never say I woke up with a good idea.
Oh, I want that.
Oh.
I want what T T-Bird just put on the eBay link, but I can't get it because of the stupid card situation.
Oh, yeah. Why doesn't he just, like, give it to you and then just...
Why doesn't he give it to me?
Yeah.
It's not his.
Oh. That wouldn't work either, would it?
Peanut butter, Vija time! No. Actually, where is that link? I'm going to have it in the background.
Must we?
Yes, why not?
I don't wanna.
You don't wanna. Why not? All you need to do is just...
No.
You just substitute jelly with Vija. It makes sense.
They can't click the link themselves.
Peanut butter Vija! With a baseball bat, yeah. I think you might have a baseball bat now. Aquedas is listening in the car. I do have a beard. See? Everyone who starts with Aqua has a beard. But does Aquedan, do you have a trident? We need to know this. It's vital. Absolutely vital. Reaches I have a strange mind.
Well, he hangs out with me if that's any consolation.
But I've said, I think my
See,
ears bled.
See, retardation, man.
Bit, yes.
It's funny to
No me. One said that it wasn't! Anyway, going on
to... Why? That begs the question, why did you do it? Okay, leave it.
I plead insanity owing to marrying you.
Shut up, jerk.
Now.
Jerk. Sticking your tongue out at me and acting like everybody else can't see it. I can't.
Oh dear.
I'm having a day. Right now I think I'm drunk. Well, I'm
giving you drunk.
Completely sober, but I feel drunk. That's everything.
Oh dear.
What? Arr. Come on, what are we doing next? Are we going to do the comparison? Or are we
yeah, we're going to do the comparison.
Woohoo! I don't think it's death. Anything.
No, I'm just doing something else.
Something similar.
Yeah. Anyway, well, so what are these tracks? Because, to explain, I got a hold earlier, and we'll be hearing some more of this.
Wait.
Certainly for the Halloween show in a couple of weeks.
Oh, absolutely.
Or 3 weeks, I should say.
Yeah, a couple weeks.
I'll visit for. Anyway, whatever it is. We'll be having a Halloween-y show. But I managed to get... the story goes that I was in town yesterday. Uh-huh. And I went into, like, a trading place. And for some reason, they were playing this really, really neat version of This Is Halloween.
Yes.
And it turns out that version was by Marilyn Manson. And it was originally on the 2006 13th anniversary edition of the Nightmare Before Christmas soundtrack.
Yes.
Last year, just over a year ago, they released Nightmare Revisited, which I didn't know about, which is just an entire album of covers with bands and artists and things. Very nicely, some of those only a couple of those tracks, I think, actually translated over to the covers album. So there's actually like six of the six tracks that they did on the 2006 special edition.
Yeah, they pulled out.
Only about one or two made it over. So you've got like almost another five or so.
Yeah.
Anyway. So I'm listening to them, and it's ridiculously awesome. But you say one of the tracks on there sounds
like it sounds
Oil
like
Ocean.
Yeah, it's got the, what is it? It sounds like some sort of Chinese instrument or something at the beginning, and it starts slow, and then it kind of picks up.
Hang on.
Yeah, that's Oil Ocean. bow, 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 bow. Sound right.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Alright, you got that in your mind.
Yeah, got it in my mind. Okay. So we got that in our mind. We'll leave this in the background, yeah?
Yeah, but you see what that is. Go get the other track.
I don't know what the other track is.
You don't remember what it's called?
Well, no, because you only just... This is great. Oh, it sounds very similar to a track. I listened to pretty much the entirety of that album.
Well, if you go
you mentioned it about 6 minutes ago.
If you open up the file or the thing that has the track list in there, and you kind of click through the ones that aren't obviously not it, let's see what you got.
What the? Well, it's not gonna be. What is this? It's not gonna be. This is Halloween. It's not gonna be. You know.
Great, so I've got to search through this now.
Well, it's just brief. If I hear the beginning, I will know which one it is, alright? And I know there's a couple of them that
right,
are obviously...
Right, okay.
It's not This Is Halloween, it's not...
Well, it's not end title, is it?
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
Was the lyrics?
No, no lyrics.
There's no lyrics. Okay, so we can rule out that one.
There's quite a few.
That one. That one. That one. That one. And that one. That one.
Most of them.
That one.
It's not a long track, so I suspect it's
that
probably
one.
The closing of the...
Oops, shit. Didn't want to do that one.
Oh, well.
Oh. Alright, okay, so we got this.
What's Blake want?
What does Blake want? I don't know what Blake wants.
Yeah, he got the album.
He got the album yesterday. That's kind of... That is freaky. He didn't say anything to me about that, so that's pretty freaky that I suddenly discovered.
That's Dan Brown freaky.
That's Dan Brown freaky. Right, okay, so is it...
I mean, it's pretty obvious. No, that's not it.
What?
No, that's not it. No. Nope. That's the one. I'm serious, what's your list? Is it the whole thing? This might be a different version of it, but it sounds very similar to Oil. Well, you have to get through to it, because I think it's that sound, but yeah. No, what are you putting on? I'm confusing the hell out of everyone. It's fun. Uneasy. It's like somewhere in the middle. This is just the beginning intro. It kind of builds into it. But it's like a longer song, so I'm not sure where. Now it's picking up, yeah.
I can see a little bit what you mean.
Yet. It gets in there.
You're looking like you think that I don't know. Think of the lines of a Lido show.
You have to listen to it when it actually finishes picking up. But. Seriously. Well, I mean, obviously it sounds weird. But.
Well, I think I understand a little bit what you're talking about.
Yeah, does it sound...
A little bit, but I think that's because it's the type of music as opposed to what the actual music itself is. Peanut butter vija, peanut butter vija.
I don't know, I hear things and I go, that sounds like...
That sounds like, well...
It actually took me a while to think of it, because it, like, seriously, it was like, what is that song? I heard that song, and it drove me mad for a while I was listening to you.
It drove her insane for a while, folks, but she's okay now.
Shut up.
She's okay now. She's exactly the same as you and all me.
Aw, there's a Halloween thingy. How nice is that? It's all coming together.
Right. Dark Gun wants a knuckle duster.
So you're going to play more music, is what you're
yeah,
saying.
We're going to have a music break. By of course, Daniel Baranowski from Project Chaos. So we're going to have... So this will be more guitar, I believe. So we're going to have two lots of awesome guitarness now. And we're going to have...
Well,
oops,
we're
just get rid of that.
Yeah.
We're going to have... not so knuckle... Knuckle Duster, and then afterwards we're going to have Rise Against with their version of Making Christmas, which is absolutely awesome. Get your questions in, guys, because we'll be doing Q Q&A UK after the break. Be back soon.
You can't cut me out of everything.
You're gonna get cut out of the will.
Nice.
Oh, well, it's not guitar, whatever.
Thank you.
Bee just says to get off your peanut butter fascination and get on to the questions. Of course, the joke is I don't even like peanut butter.
No, I don't like nuts.
I don't like nuts. And yet I like Bija. He's so nice.
And smooth and buttery.
You've successfully weirded me.
Oh, I could do that easily. That's great. Mm. That's fun.
And Doctor So Four says, "Are you guys heading out to the MCM Expo? When is that? Answer possibly." Depends when.
I don't
know. Because the joke is that 24th of October. Not sure.
Don't.
Sega's gonna be there.
If Sega's there, then you should be there. You are the face of the.
I'm the face of it when they want me to be.
Right.
Which is usually when...
Isn't that how corporations work? Isn't that kind of how it is?
What? Slapdash in a really shit way.
Well, it depends. If it's cheaper, faster, easier.
ShadowFox04 says, if you do, can you come as Wentos?
Well...
No. Because there's no puppet.
He doesn't have his puppet. Somebody else has it. Somebody else has stolen the mysterious Chawa and is hiding him somewhere.
Now I'm worried.
See? I'm so awesome. This is why when you let me play, the TF2, that I scare the shit out of everyone after a while. I just kind of, I either am passionate or insane. So it's like, yeah, it's cool. It works out well. Then again, I'm rubbish at first person shooters, but I still try.
Earthart says, I'm sure there is a free space in Arkham. And is now getting on with his decent questions and Becky OMG watch.
There is no such thing!
As what?
As that watch, as this count, as this entire...
Well, be careful, because if Blake's doing it as well, I'm not sure if he is or not.
He's just listening for shits and giggles.
I'm eating mint arrows, is it? This is why I'm not saying like I'm eating. So I thought, says, Chawa is missing. Forget Dread, this is much more important.
Oh dear. No, we can assure you. The kidnappers have assured us, or the keepers of Chawa have assured us that he's in a safe place. So
like James Bond, Chawa will return.
Eventually. When he decides to come out.
Chawa has gone into semi-retirement with the family of his creator.
He's like a racehorse. He goes for like a couple bits there.
He's been put out to stud.
I'm serious, man.
Chawa!
Oh, Chawa.
I'm a monster happy I've got to stud. Hey, you, sexy Chawa lady. I know we are asexual, we have no organs, but come on, baby, let's go jiggy with it. On the rocking horse, come on!
Okay. Sorry, I haven't said that.
I have a ball! You like playing with balls, no?
See, this is my train of thought. It completely derails, and then you.
It's my train of thought completely derails.
I bet racehorse was a good one.
Anyway, question time.
Is it? Oh, when I see Biafra's question, you were like, dude, this is a good question. I'm like, what's the question? He's like, no, you can't see the question. So I'm like, dude, what's the question? What?
Are you going to be like this in the wedding?
No.
Say I do. Dude! It was like, totally awesome question, man. Of course, I'm like totally into him and everything. And there's like, well, I turned my friends at a mall the other day, and it was just so awesome. But we're like, it's like BFF, totally, man, totally.
Dude, I'm not going to be like
Dude!
I'm not going to be like this.
Dude!
I'm going to be different and
bogus!
You're either going to be passed out from sheer amazement or just too amazed to talk.
Wild Stallion!
Yeah,
shut up. Anyway. Biafra has a question for you. optionally Echo Hawk. Although it's more for her anyway, isn't it? Tradition dictates for a wedding something old, something new, something borrowed, and something blue are required.
Yeah.
Got that settled at? If so, care to divulge what?
Something
borrowed is, I believe, something for the wedding ensemble for yourself.
Well, that's most of it is something. Now, the something old would be the dress, because it's technically a dress that I got from a secondhand shop, which isn't bad, because, you know, you wear it for, like,
the other thing. The other thing something old is me.
No, don't start. There's something borrowed. Well, I could have...
Tiara? Isn't the tiara thing borrowed?
No, that's from eBay. Although, we could have gone... I know this will sound ridiculous, and now I'm telling you for the first time, and everybody's going to hear this, but my family... especially on the ladies' side, you know, the Swedish side, has had, like, this golden kind of little tiny crown thing. Like, you see on comical king and queen representations, this is the tiny queen crown thing, not the big king crown thing. But
is that what they sound like in Sweden, is it?
No.
Crown!
I can't speak like...
King crown!
Two words in
IKEA!
I can speak two words in Swedish, and that's like Dolman and Dolman.
IKEA.
No, IKEA is not the word technically, it's a corporation. But anyway, I had that option. It's like a little tiny gold crown, but I decided to go with the silver, because that kind of was... It matches the rings, it matches my necklace.
Isn't it... Well, use the rings, technically, you could say.
What?
New are the rings.
New are the rings.
The rings which I got, I collected yesterday.
Yes, and they look good, they fit, which is...
We did check they fitted, yeah.
That would be important.
Very
we
nice.
Got something old, something new. Honestly, I was going to make a joke and, like, make a teaser, like, what is it, program for the wedding, and say something blue and have, like, fancy tie or something, like a silver outlining of Sonic's hand or something weird like that, and just make it like it was going to be a Sonic wedding, but obviously it wasn't going to be because you wouldn't allow it.
Something blue is Sonic's actually doing the service. He was ordained in Las Vegas.
But anyway.
You're going to be doing it in Elvis suit, yeah.
And technically something new. Well, it's just for my ensemble. I don't know about the blue and the borrowed yet. We're working on it. It's. I probably have something borrowed. I just think it's straight.
I'm sure you do.
I'll figure something out. I'm
weird. It doesn't really...
I forgot.
That doesn't count. It doesn't count towards me, isn't
I'm
it? For the bride.
I'm still missing one piece of the outfit that...
The veil.
No, that's... My mom's got that, so she's got...
So you are missing it.
Well, I'm missing it because it's not here, but I purchased one, I've gotten one, it's got little pearls hanging in it, it's nice. Which made it $5 more, whatever. But there's some other piece of equipment that actually goes with the dress that I don't
shoes?
Have. I've got shoes, I've got the dress, I've got even something to puff out the dress more because I'm too short for the dress, of course.
Oh!
The sad truth, I'm fucking short.
Oh, where's the violin music?
I will break you if you play that music. I will break you. Don't play it! Oh my gosh!
Oh! Oh my gosh, it's count! Oh my gosh, it's count! Oh! Oh,
great.
Will you stop nutting me in the tea?
Good lord.
That's the second time in the space of 3 hours she's headbutting me in the two front teeth trying to knock them out.
It was in the past couple hours, but about three. It's how I show my devotion or something. Put it away! Turn it off! Kill you!
I kill you! Too short for the wedding dress.
You're not getting any that night. I'm just telling you now. You're so not for this. It's so wrong. But yeah, actually, I don't have anything blue. We're getting a pearl necklace for the bridesmaids, which my mother is hooking up right now. Lynn is going shoe shopping Thursday.
She went shoe shopping earlier, I thought, did she?
No, this Thursday.
This Thursday.
Coming Thursday, she says she's going to go out, and I'm going to try and...
Have we actually said this with regards to Lynn in her job?
Her role inside the...
Yeah, because...
I don't think we have.
No, we haven't, actually.
But then again, we haven't you guys announced don't, you who's guys, in it.
So. Who's in it? Well, who's in it? It'd be nice, so nice for you, maybe you guys, maybe to know, but Trippy is actually going to be one of Echo Hawk's bridesmaids.
She's going to be the maid of honor, which will be standing next to me and closest and things like that.
Yeah.
Has quote unquote special responsibilities.
She has special powers. With great bridesmaids becomes great responsibility.
I mean, she kind of spazzed out on Twitter, so...
But I thought they're spending showers in the sky of an airplane.
Yeah. But yeah, she spazzed out already on Twitter, so if you didn't know, well, she did that one day, so that's just a Twitter thing.
Well, Echo was ordained by the internet.
But yeah, I don't know where we were going. Oh, we were answering Biafra's question. Completely,
well, no, that comes. But we kind of had answered it, hadn't we?
Kind of, except it's not. It's basically saying.
I'm very interested to know what this other piece of equipment is for the dress now, because I can't think what it would be.
Well, I've already said the other pieces, so if it's something I haven't said already, that's probably the thing it is, unless it's something over the top. So there's one other piece I can think of that I still haven't gotten. No, it's not underwear, you jerk.
What's the stockings or leggings or something?
No, I don't.
Tights.
Nope. Now you're gonna rack your brain. It is part of your, how do I put it, after the ceremony thing.
I get it, Liz.
I get what it is. No, it's not!
Well, it's sort of. Yeah.
Sort of.
Begins with G.
Let me put it this way. Nyazi is probably gonna die for it because he can't. I don't know. Because he's like that. I don't know. He's his best. I don't know. Honestly, I'd love to see.
Give him a chance before he take it off himself.
I wonder. That'll be interesting to see the guys. What
Belle
do, because I don't have that many
Chow. T-Bus says, how can Chow do a show if he sat on my shelf? Yeah, I do the voice! No one's kind of... No, I'm sorry, Adam, he is actually a puppet. Okay, at SOS it wasn't him speaking, it was me. He wasn't moving about, it was me. Wentos was a Wentos, it was me!
I love how people, like, cite you and they say, this guy dressed up as Wentos, because you clearly didn't run off the stage, run up the stairs, and then run back down the stairs. And
no, I was just there all the time as Wentos.
Clearly.
I did nothing else in the day except being Wentos.
That was, yeah, you should have been in the dress-up competition.
It was phone. I'm upset Blue Blur now. No, my hair is none but fake. What? So I mean, that means either a man who has the inability to speak is Blue Blur 950, or a puppet was Blue Blur 950.
Oh dear.
Anyway, questions and answers and questions. Oh, she's crying now. This is your fault.
I did nothing. Silence. You're evil.
I'm not evil.
Yes, you are. You're so totally evil, you don't even know it. You might as well be sleeping on needles and eating spider legs for breakfast. Evil person. What?
Well, the snake's gone in the air.
I don't know. I run on tangents when I'm in this kind of mood, so I expect them regularly.
Anyway.
Much as hailstones and various other paranormal amounts of work.
AUK, how can we use this little blackmail we had over Voyager?
Blackmail? Oh, that blackmail.
The blackmail.
That blackmail. I can't forget that. That's great.
I suggest that we don't.
Aww.
And the fact that we don't will lead Voyager into a false sense of security. It's not something we can really blackmail him over, since it's sort of an open secret and everyone knows what happened. So it's...
I sure as hell didn't until I saw it.
Well, no, none of us did. Those of us who weren't there.
Right.
Those of us who were at the SOS after party knew exactly. Yeah, I was probably unconscious when this happened.
You were going in and out of consciousness.
Yeah.
You were completely unconscious till we finally got you into bed and let you lay down and relax.
Because I was coming up... How quickly was I going in and out? Because it was pretty...
It was... I'd say within 20 seconds you would be in, and then 20 seconds you'd be out, and then... Or 10 seconds, and then I'd snap you awake. You'd be out for... And then you'd just kind of look at me like, what the hell happened?
So yeah, people aren't quite sure what happened. Basically, as soon as I came in the house... I was on pretty much just a lot of carbonated drinks and a hell of a lot of...
The energy hit... ground zero.
Yeah, I was a hell of a lot of, like, nothing. Really strong Anadin
painkillers. No substance.
Mainly mainly because my back and neck were in such an absolute mess and I was so goddamn tired.
Which should hopefully be remedied this week. Right? Matches?
Yeah, a new mattress going. That'd be awesome.
Yay!
I was in so... I was in such pain and so tired from everything. By the time I got back, when we got off the train, I couldn't actually really move that much.
You couldn't move fast, and I was busy being in pain, carrying the damn.
Yeah, you marched off into the distance, and I was getting slower and slower.
Jay was in the middle, going, "Oh shit, I
could pretty much put one foot in front of the other. That's about my by halfway down the road. I could put one foot in front of the other, and that was literally the furthest I could move my leg.
Yeah. And then once you got in, you kind of fell on the floor.
Yeah, I sort of leaned, I remember leaning against the wall, and then I remember falling down.
You didn't fall, because you didn't go ka-thunk, but you just
I sort of crumpled.
You sunk.
Against the wall, and then it was on my back, and I remember sort of opening my eyes, being on my back, and not being entirely sure how I got there. And then I remember an awful, awful lot of pain as my body had completely given up on everything and any sense of pain medication had completely left my body.
Yeah.
It was fun getting me up when I had no strength left at all.
Who did that?
It was you.
Yeah.
It was, yes.
You know how big I am compared to you? That's not right.
I think I helped a little bit.
A little bit, but I had to line you up, push you forward, urge you on, and basically keep going.
Took me half an hour to get up a flight of stairs, yeah. so that should explain a bit to you guys. Anyway,
we've told them that one a few times.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I've got, Startlogic sent me an email from Dragomir Kasabov. What a fantastic name that is.
Is that Russian?
Dragomir Kasabov.
Yeah, that sounds Russian. Anything with the "ov" at the end sounds Russian to me.
In America, Startlogic supports you, but in Soviet Russia, you all support Startlogic!
Ain't that the truth?
Yeah, because the money's coming up for that as well, which is a huge amount of money. Sigh.
Anyway, they don't need a website for an entire year.
Anyway, the questions, we answered that. Echo, what would you like as a wedding present for you and your husband to be?
Everybody asks that, but now I have to give the answer because you're rubbish at answering the question. And he said, like, vouchers, and I said IKEA to one person, and that's totally wrong.
Yeah.
Because there's no IKEA in the vicinity unless we drive, so unless somebody's giving us a car and insurance for said car and a license for one of us
to... And lessons?
And a license for one of us to drive it. We're not going to be able to use it.
Yeah, that was just like... she said that to me when I came in the other day. It was like, it's in IKEA, and it was like... But there's one near, isn't there? I was like, when have we ever gone to IKEA?
No, I mean, just, yeah.
There is one in the vicinity, but it is completely unreachable if you have no access to a car.
What, because it's in the middle of, like, roads and shizzle?
Yeah, okay. It's quite a ways away.
But, yeah.
But, yeah, it's sort of money first, voucher second,
Money first. Raw money. We don't need any vouchers.
Rum. Rum money? No, not rum money.
Woohoo!
I suggested Amazon vouchers because Amazon do everything and can actually...
No, you just suggested that just recently. I never told anybody about that.
Anyway.
Argos vouchers.
How's Argos vouchers? Argos vouchers are okay.
I could probably get a lot of stuff out of Argos.
Annoying, you can't spend Argos vouchers online.
That could be a good note.
So it just means we have to go down every corridor.
Somewhat, we can do that.
At some point. We're giving more secrets away of where we live.
Big deal.
Okay, get on live in a party this after the show. I really, this isn't a question. This is from last week, so I'm assuming that...
No, but you're going to turn them down anyway, aren't you? Because you're going to do something tonight, I don't know what.
That's later.
Okay. So you will party with
Yeah.
Cool.
Party on, dude. Dark Flame says, hey, okay, how are you? I'm very good, thank you very much. Anyway, how long do you think it'll be till the whole music section is completed?
Well, honestly, we thought it was completed, but we keep
We'll complete up to a point. I mean, we're well past what it had in it beforehand.
Right.
I put up, I think it might well have been Dark Flame that messaged me, going, where was the two Tales games soundtracks?
Yeah,
and it was like, what, they're up there, aren't they? Because I remember that it's on my iTunes, and they've got show depository album art and stuff. But no, it wasn't on there. I put up Sky Patrols earlier, but I had to do, like, you know the little title things? When you open a page on Radio Redux for a game, it's got a little sort of title card, splash screen thing.
Yeah,
Tales of Adventure and Sky Patrol didn't have those either, so I did, like, ones for those as well, did the whole shebang. Fox Emma sending me now, saying I missed a question. I did miss a question, you're quite right. But please ask, when you're messaging me, ask it in the form of a question. Did you know you missed a question? when do you think you'll have the Sonic Adventure Remix game soundtrack up? Now, was he talking about the fan game one there that I mirrored, or...
Wait, totally, you're blowing off Earthheart, man.
I can't blow off Dark Flame mid-question.
Yeah.
Anyway, sooner or later.
That's what you did to Earthheart.
To both of us, if you were to rename my custom user rank, which I seem to have inherited, what would it be named and what image would be used?
Well...
Boobalicious?
That would make sense, considering for some reason somebody draws characters of female with very bodacious boobs. Yes, I just used the term bodacious boobs.
Is there a load of helium over there or something that I'm not aware of? You got some balloon there.
I wish I did, because I've never done that, and it'd be so fun.
I'm turning to Charmy.
Peanut butter pizza time!
No.
Peanut butter ranger! Peanut butter ranger! This is great.
Just break it.
Someone should do that for Rex Factor. Do peanut butter jelly. But peanut butter ranger. So, sorry, I'll get off that anyway. The image would be... I don't know. Some anime girl with ridiculous big boobs.
Or, conversely, I could just draw an Earthheart with big boobs. Because he seems to like that. Which makes me question a few things, but hey, it's all good.
Or I'll just do two big D's. DD or DDD.
Nice.
I didn't draw that picture though, no? You
no,
didn't.
We know we you
know
didn't.
That. We know you didn't draw that picture. But you did put it up as your avatar.
And you use it all the time.
Teleku says, hey, UK, would it be okay if I could do some of the 6 degrees in my own time, possibly even record them?
6 degrees?
6 degrees of Sonic Separation. Which is an
what?
X segment of the show.
Really? Interesting.
I'd be open to that.
Okay.
Echo, do you think the Sega should have considered better for the October Sonic Channel calendar? I mean, really, cream October is best suited for the Werehog.
I'd agree with that.
But they've already done the Werehog.
I know, but the Werehog.
And they've done a Halloween one now, which incidentally is also now up on Sonic Rex.
I merely agree with your opinion.
Hmm?
But then again, I think there should be more Werehog shit anyway, because there's like not that much. But that's me. Granted, Rule 34 has a lot of Werehog stuff, and that just disturbs me, so it's all good.
Taraku says, would you find it strange my avatar had gone for a transgender? I was going to say Taraku looking surprisingly...
Tomboyish?
Tomboyish? I'm getting Taraku mixed up with Miyuri.
I think definitely, but I think possibly, I think...
This is what's confusing me now. For some reason I get Taraku and Miyuri mixed up. I don't know why. It would make Umiku and Talakuri, which sounds like some
kind. That just sounds the weirdest pairing ever. Don't do that. No. Bad.
Actually, no. Talakumi. Oh yeah, Talakumi is it's the new Japanese new shipping, Sonic Correct shipping. Talaku and Umiyuri. Talaku. Oh yeah, it's blatant. It's gonna happen. And if you've gone through a transgender, it wouldn't matter to us. Echo, if the Dreamcast would have continued, would Psycho 6 be on it?
Probably. But it might also kill the Dreamcast, but hey. No, I'd have to say, due to the fact, I mean, if you consider the Dreamcast, it's basically looking at, and I'm not downing the N64, but they kind of were... It would be like a better version between N64 graphics, but obviously definitely better because I've played it and it just makes me scream because I used to enjoy games on it so much and then I look back and go, oh my god, I thought that was good looking. But I just said it too. But I don't know. I don't think 06 would have done on it. I think it's good that they put it on the later consoles because they were able to make it look pretty to compensate for everything else that people dislike about it. So, at least they got that much going for them. As well as the voice actor features and stuff like that.
AUK, do you have Sonic CD on PC? Because if so, be sure to download the Sonic Cage Dome Fix Patch from Sonic Retro. Or just Sonic CD. Was it SCD? You know, I went Sonic Cage Dome, which I think was the first time anyone's gone Sonic Cage Dome in the best part of 4 months. Is it still alive?
I don't know.
Cage Dome?
I have no idea. I don't really know the network.
Oh, one time rival.
One time?
Oh yeah.
Was it a rival?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, because it was us. We were the two third generation ones. I think it's safe to say now that Rex is kind of above Cage. Might not have as many. Forum people and what have you, it might not be as active, but I think Cage Dome is pretty. Cage Dome's kind of dying on its arse. It just goes through periods of inactivity followed by a rebuild, which then leads to more periods of inactivity. They weren't even that.
Yeah.
They weren't even represented really at SOS anymore. Yeah. No, I don't have it on PC. No. I've got it on GameCube if I want it. It's part of Gems.
Yeah.
Should both of you have an entry at Sonic Retro?
An entry?
You know, on their wiki. I don't know about you, in all honesty, but I bloody should!
Nobody puts me in anything.
What would they say? What would your thing say?
She's a companion to you, an assistant to the site, and assistant...
It would list all the things you do on the site.
I did stuff before I was Sonic Rex, dude. You don't know. You don't even care to remember, man. I wasn't always working for the site. Yes, that's my stomach. Thank you for pointing the fact that it's escaped my shirt. Thank you. Grand. But anyway, you know, I used to do art and stuff, and if some people liked it, great. If some people didn't, I accept that, you know? But I'm not just one thing or another.
Yeah.
Trippy got where she was starting out doing art for fan stuff. Okay, but, you know, it's...
Are you a major figure in the Sonic fanbase?
I never decided to be, but I had my roles and my own things and my own story, and if anybody actually ever spent the time to get to know all the shit I've ever done because of Sonic...
Becky, in all honesty, sweetheart, there is a vast array of people above
you. I know,
you.
It's freaking retro, so nobody gives a shit about me.
It's irrelevant because, good to say, I've not got one. I mentioned in passing on Cyfox's site, which hasn't existed in ages,
yeah.
And the Summer of Sonic briefly in amongst the Dreadnoughts love. I mentioned there. It's a little bit inaccurate, actually. Some of that. But no, I'm not actually on there. Rex isn't on there.
They were just asking...
Rex is the freaking major site. Well, the community now. It's not even really mentioned.
Would you get one? You should get one.
Yeah, I should get one.
Everybody should have
Incidentally, Sonic Retro R on Twitter. I saw the other day. So it's just, you should just slash twitter.com/SonicRetro, no gaps, no underscores or anything like that. Blake says, Blake says, wife of AUK, end article, shot. Yes, I think he might be, actually. Dark Flame says, will you guys have children after you get married? If so, will they continue the next generation of Sonic Rex and Radio?
that's unfortunately thinking a little bit ahead, but it would be kind of sweet to pass it down, but we'd have to get
yes. It's time, son, you've it's time to fill your old man's boots.
Well, to be honest, we will be having kids at some point. Is constantly going to be
hundreds of them.
No. no.
She's going to be huge.
No. No. We'll see how one goes, and then we'll work it from there. If there's two accidentally,
I think we're going to have four sets of octuplets.
Oh my god, I'll have to harm you if that's the case, because there will be nothing left of me if that's the case. And anyway, we're not going to be doing that for some time, just because we'd rather not. So that's
no, we can't possibly afford it.
We can't afford it.
Blue Blur says, and to anyone who is in the IRC chat room listening, how big are your feet? What?
Just feet.
How big are your feet?
I don't know.
Size. What US size are you?
I'm like a woman's 8.
A woman's 8. Ah, oh, she's a woman's 8!
What? I have smaller feet than you'd figure, but they're not tiny, like... We're trying to compare...
He's
got at least 3 inches on me. And it'd be better if I put up this foot again.
Yeah. And right, this is a bit. I'm putting my heel to
my echo left here. Foot to your right foot.
Basically, if you want an idea, I'm a UK size 10. Okay, Echo's big toe is resting on the ball of my foot.
Yeah, so I'm about 3-4 inches down from his big toe.
Yeah.
So yeah, kind of smaller feet, obviously.
It's kind of proportional. She hasn't got size 16 feet.
Well, to be fair, your hands aren't that much bigger than mine.
Actually, that is true. That is true.
Really,
if we do that.
Compare, it's like a little bit. But I mean, personally, it's correct.
Again, if you want to think of it, this guys, if you look at your fingers and you know there's like there's the segmenting of the fingers.
Yeah, the top one, I'm right under. That.
Yeah. So my hands, if you think my Echo's hand,
it's like first.
Yeah,
segment.
It's about like one segment down on the fingers.
Yeah. So I'm about. Which proportionally should be correct, I believe. So, which is good. Whoa.
It's a long show today. actually, there's another question.
Oh, it's stuck in there.
That yeah, Bluebird 95 edited this clearly. Echo, do you like the Werehog because he's fluffy, he's so badass, or is it another reason?
I'd probably have to say both of those reasons.
I lost the chat room.
No, you just haven't looked at it in ages.
I did lose the chat room.
You did lose the chat room.
Yeah. There we go, hang on.
SSR, as opposed to sighing.
There we go.
To be honest, I don't know why.
There
like,
we go, I'm back. Whoa.
What the fuck did you just do that? You're like, I'm back. It's like you've been here the whole time. I leave it at that. Anyway.
Got to re-log in.
Well, I like the Werehog for many reasons, obviously, and yes, it's because he's fluffy, yes, it's because he's badass, yes, it's because he's a feral monster, and I love...
It's why she likes me.
I love things like, anybody who would know Warcraft, or I could just describe it and anybody will understand, I have a character that has a pet, a combat thing that goes out and fights shit for me, and I could pick a pretty wolf, I could pick one that's on fire, I could pick one, you know, that's shining and brilliant. No, I pick the grubbiest... It looks like it's half fallen apart, it's plagued, and it looks so awful, and I just adore that wolf. That's my pet. That's my awful little grubby bastard, and I love him. So, I love the oddball. I love the monster, the offset, the bizarre. I don't know. I leave it at that. But you're not a monster. You're just a big, fluffy guy. So, That's yours.
Didn't know the feralness, incidentally, you know. Anyway,
I'm not going to divulge anything based on
silence!
No, that's just your...
Talk another question! Towards you. What did you make of the pickles they serve over in the UK when you first moved slash visited and decided they'd be a sandwich?
Funny thing about that, I don't eat pickles on sandwiches at all, no matter what country I'm in. I don't like them. I will eat a pickle by itself, and I will might eat it on the side,
I think,
but I will
never. You mean like Branston?
Oh, Branston pickle's good.
Yeah, so I think that's what they mean.
That. But yeah, the big old chunks that you just slice off, ain't gonna eat them. I hate that crispy...
Gherkins. You don't like those?
Whatever. I can eat it on the side, but I can't eat it
it's
in...
It's because it's green.
No! It's just in there, and it makes that crispiness, and I hate that crispiness, and it adds a weird flavor, and I don't like it. And it makes the bread soggy, too, which I also very much...
And she's not gonna eat broccoli, because she's the president of the United States, and she doesn't want to eat broccoli anymore.
I'll stab you.
What's a measured response there? And now the ambassador of the United States. I'm gonna stab you!
Stop. Read question.
Where in the world would you two like to visit at least once in your life, and why?
Well, Kev's already got his ambition.
No.
Yeah, you do. You want to go to Japan?
Oh, yeah, that. But there's something else I want to do as well.
What else do you want to do? There can't be that many places you want
to
go.
I'd like to go to Greece and maybe Italy properly.
Ah, so you're not just...
I've got quite an interest in history, so
well,
I'd like to see I'd really love to see the ancient ruins and go to some of the museums down in Greece. Yeah.
And the art stuff as
yeah.
well, with all the marble and
oh, yeah.
stuff. That would be interesting.
I'd love to go. Really love to
Whee!
Go there.
Well, luckily for you, it's just a few hours away.
And a few thousand pounds as well.
Well, in my country, it's a little bit harder, obviously.
Where would you like to visit this once in your life and why?
Well, I've already done Japan, and I have been to Canada, and I think...
Did you really want to go to Canada, though? Is that one of your life's aims to go to Canada? I'm sorry, I'm slightly...
I enjoyed it. To be honest, I didn't think I'd like it as much as I did, but I really enjoyed it, and that's where I got my first culture shock. And then, of course, I came here back when I was younger, but that was before we knew each other at all, so that had no relevance.
Yeah, it's... yeah.
That was when I properly came and visited and saw London like a big goofy tourist that was like 12 years old or something. So, no, where do I want to go good and proper? If I wanted to be a tourist... I'd probably have to say, I know this will sound corny as all hell, but it might be either Africa or China. I definitely don't want to go to India because my dad went there. But
so it was like South Africa? Because Africa's kind of a continent.
I know, but that's what, you know what I'm talking about, like safaris and...
You say we'll do a safari.
Sea animals and hang out in the wilderness and cool shit like that. I would want to go at least once to go see that stuff, or I'd want to go to China because I really like, you know, they obviously have a similar culture. I'm not going to say the same because that'd be an insult to the Japanese. And I'd love to go back to Japan, but I've been to Japan, so that doesn't count for the question. Britannia. Anyway, I have no idea what that is.
Okay, just my luck, I bought Audio Surf 2 days ago and now it's on half price this weekend. What should I do now? Learn how to use Audio Surf.
I guess.
You're kind of stuck.
Yeah.
Just one of those things. Ups and downs.
Yep.
And what's with the SIG image, Joe Forever? What's with the SIG image?
Yeah, I've seen that one several times and different ones similar to it that are even worse. I don't know what the point is, so personally I just would rather didn't do that sometimes. But somebody's got a question for me. I think, maybe.
Echo, ever seen someone with a bigger pet than the player character? That's your pet. No, I'm his pet.
Yeah, you get those visual glitches sometimes, and I do have a screenshot where the... It's actually a giant red spider, and it's, like, massive. And the player's, like, at least 1/50th of its size. And that's a normal player, obviously, but... It's just, yeah. Every once in a while, I see big freaking pets. Rhinos are kind of the rare exotic pets, but they're a lot bigger than their characters normally as well, so... Every once in a while, you'll see one that's kind of like, dot, dot, dot. Okay, who's running the show here? But then you realize they're a dumb beast, and you're kind of the master of the situation, so it's all good.
Okay. We're going to,
leave it?
Yeah, we're going to kind of leave it there.
Yeah, it has been, what, 2.5 hours now?
2 hours, 7.5 minutes of show.
That's more than enough.
That's how awesome I and you are.
See? I see how this is. You're just going to keep cutting me out of shit and saying it's yours. And if this is how it's going to be when we're married, I'm not doing it, man. I am not doing it. You see how this is wrong? You see what this is turning into, okay? Seriously. Like, you see what's happening here, right? Right? I'm not blind here. Am I blind? Do I look half blind? Do I look legally blind? Am I wearing shades? This isn't how it's going to happen. Am I understood? Am I crystal clear? Are you understanding me?
Have you done the washing up yet?
No! But that's not important. I'm going to do it after the show. We're doing this now. You're going to finish this now. You're going to finish this now. You're going to finish our show now. We're not calling it your show. It's our show.
You're not blind, huh?
No, I'm not blind.
Well, Stevie Wonder, sit down.
No. I'm not Stevie Wonder. I don't nearly have his talent. It's not his particular talent, but hey. What?
You can sit down or not. Thank you. We're going to have the Rockin' Beats mix of Catch Me If You Can, which is a request. And then we're going to have another track from the Nightmare Revisited. I can find it. There we go. Nightmare Revisited. There is no song called This Is.
Oh, you know what I mean.
What's this?
No. No, there is! This Is! Number 3! You lose!
This Is Halloween.
Yeah, I was
not This Is.
Well, it starts out.
This Is It! Ah, this time I know it's the real thing!
Yes!
I can't explain why I'm feeling.
My song's shorter than yours.
Not your song shorter than my song. My song's bigger than your song!
I don't care, everything's bigger than me. And my things. And my.
You see the text of my song? The text of my song is bigger than the text of your song.
I went to some.
It goes further than yours.
Child's shirt that nobody else could possibly have, and everyone was in awe. Well, okay, a few stray eyes were like in awe of it.
Yep, I'm hitting the 360 afterwards for those who are interested. So we're gonna have those. Crazy like a fool. So we got This Is Halloween to end it. This Is Halloween, Body Magazine. Which is by Marilyn Manson. Thanks for listening in, guys. next week, the Sonic Hour will be on.
Will it?
So long as you download one of its previous episodes and play it at 6 o'clock UK time on the Sunday.
I might miss your show as you fill in for them as they disappear once again.
Yeah, well, if they play it at 6 o'clock, then it won't matter. But if need be, I'll cover again.
Or he might just make me do it.
Yeah.
Or he might do it by himself.
Or we might vote that it's time that Tea Time returns.
That's true, but you'd have to convince him of that.
Yeah, it would be up to Adam if we wanted to do that. But
you should think of that.
But that's kind of what... You have 800 new messages. Why did you say Tea Time was coming back? No, it was only saying that it could come back. But if necessary, I'll do it. If not, Blitz Chris might be able to do it. There will be a show on at 6.
There will be a show on at 7.
There will be a show on at 7. Oh, hell yeah!
We will give the further warning that not next week, but the week after, there will be probably not.
There's no shows.
No, not just our show, but there's going to be several individuals who are going to probably be out of.
Well, that's the problem. That's the problem, you see.
A lot of shows are going to be out.
Well, a lot of the people involved in the shows
are going to be busy.
Well, they will be on their way back.
Yeah,
from being busy.
There's a high likelihood
in a couple of weeks' time there will not be a Sonic Hour, a Radio Redux, and there won't be quite a lot of DJs around to cover.
Right.
So it might be something for people to think about now, if you're one of the DJs who isn't coming.
Yeah.
For whatever reason.
Filler.
Maybe John could do. Filler shows. Everybody in filler shows. Anyway.
I'm trying to do a Michael Jackson, but I.
Zombie.
I don't know the rest.
Let me hear you.
Filler. And then step.
Here comes a hunter.
What? What? I'm so lost.
Left for Dead, Michael Jackson edition.
Oh, cool. Okay, sure, why not?
Billie Jean was not my smoker.
Anyway,
the hunter that had ripped out my spleen.
So you just say hunter and it just twigs a couple of different images.
Hunter.
That screws me up.
Michael Jackson was actually going to be a gladiator at one stage.
Cool.
On the Gladiator TV series. Little known fact.
Really?
It's a lie.
Thanks.
So just check.
Really? You've stolen that part of my life away from me and I'll never get it back.
Helen,
thank you
Helen,
so much.
Helen Baby missed the action.
I don't know what action.
Oh, Helen Baby missed Peanut Butter Vegeta.
You know you're going to get everybody on the 360.
Oh, T-Bird's got a Red Ring of Death. No! Obviously a tag.
Oh. What?
Obviously a tag. Well, my 360 dies now. Somebody else's 360 has to die.
It's like the cold or whatever. One person catches it, and then everybody else is getting sick, and then, yeah.
Earthfox says that his chest isn't as big as Becky's. He hopes not. Helen Baby says didn't miss much then. Oh!
I see how it is.
The bomb has been dropped again. Poor Vija. Aww.
No, proportionally, I don't know.
Aww.
What?
I think next week's episode is going to have to be just like the Vija Appreciation Show.
Why?
Vija deserves appreciating, I think.
So you're going to do a show?
In honor of Vija and Emerald Coast.
To appreciate him, but you won't appreciate your own fiancé? You won't acknowledge my existence?
Yeah. There's that voice again. I don't know where it's coming from. Anyway. I've been Archange UK. This. There's a magpie on the window again, I think. I've been Archange UK. This person next to me, who I love and adore, despite what she puts me through sometimes.
Oh, bullshit, I put you through far worse.
Yes, you have. I'm glad you acknowledge that. Seriously, you have no idea sometimes.
Living with me is an adventure. And sometimes a misadventure.
Anyway, says leave Vija alone. Just kidding.
Leave him alone.
I think Helen Baby used to be Sheng Hua, I believe. From Soul Calibur 2. It's also from Soul Calibur series. Helen Baby's actually Sheng Hua. Anyway, but yes, Vija. Everyone say, if you see Vija in the chat room anyway, you've got to go up to him and give him a forward slash me space hug. So give him an action hug, everyone.
Or conversely, if you're in World of Warcraft and you, for some reason, would see him, you'd say slash E, and then whatever.
There we go. Give him one of those. Aw, everyone had Vija. Who?
Oh my god, hello babies, either not listening
being
or speaking
mean.
A different
This SDK's hugging Vija now, everyone needs to hug Vija.
He's gonna get glomped.
D'Artagnan's hugged Vija. He hasn't been glomped yet.
Well...
Is Umi there? Umi's still in the... Is Umi in the chat? No, Umi's not in the chat.
Umi's taking the day off. Just
Blue Blur might glomp.
Blue Blur's busy. Blue Blur.
Oh, she just hugged.
Yep. That's how we do it in our...
Foxboy mix hug. There we go. Everyone's like... hugging Vija. Earthbar has not hugged Vija. Joe Trevor hugs Vija. Dot, dot, dot.
As opposed to...
Everyone's hugging Vija. Trips has hugged Vija.
Look, you command them to do your bidding. Why don't you make use of it? All right.
Now everyone lick his ear.
No, do that seriously in real life. It'll be the most awesome thing.
Oh! Vija goes, I hate you all. Wow! What can we say about that? Apart from, that's the definite end of the show.
Yeah.
That's what we get
that's
for expressing our love and adoration for Vija. He tells us he hates us. What a miserable man! A miserable man! Oh dear.
Butt hurts.
Yeah. That's not something to say to a group of people who are around you. Anyway. Apparently Trips just licked his ear.
Sweet.
And Blue Blur says to burn him now. And on that bombshell, it's time to leave. I've been Outchange UK. This has been Echo Hawk.
What?
By the end of the series, you will get how the ending to the show works.
How does it work?
Bye. Or something. When I say this is the Echo Hawk, it's kind of a handoff to you to say something in a farewell.
But that's boring. Unpredictable.
And it's what it's supposed to be.
What is supposed to be? You're not the... I can't even say it. You're not the boss.
I'm not. Can I end the show?
Yes, end the damn show.
And we've got those two tracks coming up. If you've got what they were, good luck. I can't remember what they bloody were either now. I've been Outchange UK. This is... Let's try it once more time from the top, okay? I've been Outchange UK. She's been Echo Hawk. What was that?
Just play the
next one. No! You'll get this right! Come here! Give me this ankle! Right!
Give me my foot back!
Come here!
Give
come
me
to
my undersized foot back! No.
Come here! Right! Microphone! Okay!
No, you could definitely
I've been Outchange UK. She's been Echo Hawk.
Bye, guys.
That's the best we're gonna get. And this has been. I forgot what the show is now. Radio Redux. This is your fault!
I win! I made him forget what his own show is. I'm that awesome.
Hell and baby Vija.
Oh god. No. Alright, play the music.
Yes, it's time. No, all seriously, right. we do love Vija. He's a fantastic guy.
Until next week.
Blake says we need an auto cue. I completely agree.
A what?
We will see an auto cue! The show ends now, as possibly the series as a whole.
Well, that's very dramatic.
There's no turning back.